It may not outdo the success of the Harry Potter franchise, but the Twilight book series did spend 103 weeks on USA Today's bestseller list, six of which were at number one. And the Twilight movie did make $35.7 million on its opening day. Why is this story of forbidden love making such a global impact? This book-to-movie franchise is a bittersweet cross between Romeo and Juliet and The Lost Boys. In Twilight, Bella Swan, played by Kristen Stewart, and Edward Cullen, played by Robert Pattinson, are not supposed to be together because he's a vampire and she's a human. This is similar to the forced separation of Romeo and Juliet. It's also like The Lost Boys because of its young, attractive cast and the intensity of the story's climax. In both these films, the suspense is built through a dark, mysterious atmosphere. In this Twilight world, created by author Stephanie Meyer, I enjoyed how the vampires have moral values. For instance, Edward's family preys upon animals while other vampires hunt mortals. He manages to avoid human flesh but can't contain his desire to exsanguinate every last drop of Bella's blood. At first, this fear of hurting Bella makes him distance himself from her. But then in time, Edward learns to control himself and eventually falls in love with her. What stands out for me the most in the Twilight plot is that Bella knows Edward has the potential to hurt her, yet she still loves him unconditionally. But in the end, love conquers all. Though it's hard to believe, I didn't know about the book series until after I randomly decided to see the movie with a friend. I admired Edward and Bella's love story so much that it led me to read the first book of the series. So if you enjoy stories where young love faces and overcomes many challenges, I'm sure you will enjoy the Twilight book series and the new movie. This has been Stephanie Jose with the Zoomix Radio Review.